Page 78, Unit 6, Lesson 6, Revision. The present perfect tense. Number 1. A. Remember the present perfect tense. Has or have done. Or has or have been doing. We have changed thousands of hectares of jungle into rubber plantations. Or we've been changing thousands of hectares of jungle into rubber plantations. B. Remember how to ask questions too. Make questions from the tables below. How long have I been waiting? How long have you been playing? How long have we been flying? How long have they been driving? How long has he been swimming? How long has she been paying? How long has it been learning, sleeping, etc., etc.? How much have I seen? How much have you read? How much have we eaten? How much have they found? How much has he given? How much has she repaid? How much has it understood, written, etc.? Number 2. Remember that we can use this passive form, has or have been done, when we do not know who did something or when it is not important who did it. Make sentences from this table. I have been repaid. You have been chosen. We have been found. They have been forgotten. He has been hurt. She has been seen. It has been understood. Or walking, etc., etc. Page 79, Unit 6, Lesson 6, Connectors. A. Do you remember the connectors and, but, or from earlier in the course? We can use them to join two sentences into one. And joins two sentences which say similar things. But joins two sentences which say different or opposite things. Or joins two sentences where there is a choice, another possibility. Letter B. We can sometimes make sentences with and, but, or shorter. Tiny drops of fresh water mix with the air. They sometimes become clouds. First, we can join these two sentences with and. Tiny drops of fresh water mix with the air, and they sometimes become clouds. Now we can make this sentence shorter. Tiny drops of fresh water mix with the air and sometimes become clouds. Number 3. Join the following sentences using and, or but, or. Make the sentences shorter if it is possible. Number 1. Muhammad was happy. Yusuf was sad. Number 2. He saw the headmaster. He did not see his secretary. 3. You can drink tea with sugar. You can drink tea without sugar. 4. He's going to fly to the USA. He's going to visit Canada when he's there. 5. Have you been playing football? Have you been playing basketball? 6. Ahmed did his homework. Fahad played football. 7. Faisal can speak English. His father cannot.